The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the feasts of St. Peter and Paul. Highly unusual feast day because it's the only solemnity of the entire year that's shared between two people, Peter and Paul. Solemnity that's, it's the highest feast that we can possibly have. Got different levels of feast days today, but a solemnity is so high that, when it falls on a Sunday, it actually eclipses the Sunday, which is why we had a Gloria at the beginning of Mass, and it's why we're going to have a Creed as soon as the homily is over here. Everything except a collection, right? Aren't you happy for that? But it's unusual. It's a duplex. Don't you think Peter and Paul deserve their own feast day? What's the matter with this church? St. Peter, our greatest leader of the infant church, the very first pope, and St. Paul wrote half the New Testament and evangelized the known world. But they're locked together in one feast day. Why is that? Well, there's a bunch of reasons why. You could say, first of all, that it's always been this way. Since the most ancient of days, we've celebrated Peter and Paul together. The oldest known record of this feast day being celebrated is from the year 258. So why change now, right? Another reason is because both Peter and Paul were martyred together in the city of Rome. This feast day reminds us of why the church centered in Rome is the church with authority over the whole world. It's because our Lord gave that authority to St. Peter, who, as you know, was crucified upside down because he was said he was unworthy to die in a manner just like Christ our Lord. Crucified on the Vatican Hill. You know, they only discovered the bones of St. Peter as late as the 1940s. Directly under the high altar of St. Peter, if you could drop a plumb line from the dome of St. Peter straight down, rest right over the spot where they discovered his relics, which showed that they've been venerating him since the most ancient of days on the exact same spot. And St. Paul, who was beheaded in the city of Rome because as a citizen of Tarsus, he was an honorary citizen of Rome, and no citizen of Rome could ever suffer the disgrace of crucifixion. So they both share that martyrdom and they both share that legacy of the city of Rome. But there's a third reason why Peter and Paul are celebrated together, and it's the one that I'd really like to focus on here this morning. Namely, both Peter and Paul are tragically flawed characters who Jesus chose in spite of themselves and led them to great sanctity with the message to us that God does not wait for you to be perfect before he calls you. Rather, he makes you perfect in the very act of responding to his call. Interesting thing about biblical revelation. The Bible does not glamorize its heroes. It does not lionize its great people. It has their flaws on prominent display. The only exceptions I can think of for this rule are Jesus and Mary. But I mean, look through the Bible. Look at Moses. Great leader of the Old Testament, Moses was guilty of murder, for goodness sakes. Or you look at cowards like Gideon, one of my favorites. He tried to hide from God. God chose him to lead such a great battle. in the book of Judges, or Jonah. God called Jonah, and Jonah turned tail and ran as far away as he possibly could, and that's the one God chose. You know, think about King David. Not only a murderer, but also an adulterer. God does not find that our flaws keep him from calling us. Rather, he calls us in spite of our flaws and calls us to holiness by following him, even in spite of the fact that we have been so broken from the very beginning. And this is the case for Peter and Paul. I think if you could meet St. Peter, you would have thought of him as being such an ordinary guy. You know, St. Peter was a middle-class man, essentially a small business owner. He owned his own fishing business. Peter's the kind of guy you would likely have run into on any given evening at your local neighborhood tavern. Perfectly ordinary guy, and not particularly religious. Not particularly erudite or well-educated, and such a flawed character. Quick to speak, slow to think, impulsive, emotional. Peter's basic demeanor going through life is ready, shoot, aim. And you know, he betrayed Jesus, and badly, 3 times, deliberately, on the one night in which Jesus most needed his help. And yet this is the one that our Lord called. Now, St. Paul, by contrast, scholarly, erudite, St. Paul was a rabbi who studied at the feet of the great Rabbi Gamaliel. And I don't want to belabor you too much with the details of this, but every great rabbi would call a limited number of people. A great rabbi like Gamaliel would have called 70 or 72 followers in the entire world, and one of them was St. Paul. Just goes to show you, he was a leading intellectual and highly renowned in his time. And yet filled with such a misguided zeal. Acts of the Apostles tells us that he used to go into the homes of Christians and drag them out into the streets where they would be arrested, imprisoned, stoned, put to death. You know that he stood idly by watching while St. Stephen was stoned to death. And yet this is the one that Jesus chose to be his great evangelizer. It's an important lesson to us that God does not wait for you to be perfect before he calls you. In spite of your flaws, he calls you, and he calls you to holiness by following him to overcome those very flaws. I think if we sometimes fixate on our flaws, and a lot of people do, you know, they go to confession, they confess their sins, they still feel bad about what they've done, they can't begin to forgive themselves. It's because we're thinking too much about ourselves and not enough about these words that we heard in the scriptures. Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? I think we need to ask ourselves that question all throughout the day. And we'll find in those words great strength. Who do you say that I am? When faced with temptation, who do you say that I am? Are my commandments going to mislead you? Are they going to cramp your style? Are they going to hold you back from happiness? Or are they going to become the very gateway to the fulfillment and the joy that you seek so greatly? Who do you say that I am? When you have trouble forgiving somebody, stop and ask, who do you say that I am? And you remember how greatly God has already forgiven us. Many people faced with terminal illness, either for themselves or for the ones that they love, they begin to be afraid. Stop and ask that question. Who do you say that I am? And you remember that God is mercy itself. I really think that question, who do you say that I am, is the question form of the beautiful statement that we find in the Divine Mercy Novena, Jesus, I trust in you. Focus more on that statement and less on your own flaws, and you'll find great peace. So one more reason why Saints Peter and Paul are taken together this day. A reminder of where we want to put our focus as we follow the Lord, in spite of our flaws. St. Peter, a cowardly and vacillating man, and St. Paul with such a terrible sinful past. If God can call them to great sanctity, he can call us to great sanctity as well. Let's ask for their prayers to help us today. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us.